Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. Put this squarely in the rumor category, but we might have a release date for God of War, the highly anticipated, especially by me, reboot of the God of War franchise that we've been hearing about for two E3s now. It looks just utterly amazing. A father and son tale, a new camera perspective, grittier, better graphics. It just looks absolutely incredible. It's been at the top of my list of most anticipated titles for a while now, and we've heard that it would be early 2017, not a fall 2017 release. And now there may be a leaked release date. The PlayStation Store got an update, and the game's page now lists a March 22nd release date. I think this is actually pretty likely, in that this coming weekend is the PlayStation Experience here in Los Angeles, where there will be a number of high-profile PlayStation announcements. This could be the time that they announce God of War coming in March. If they give it a solid release date, it would likely help to juice some last-minute Christmas sales of the PlayStation 4 for people that may be waiting for God of War to buy into that console. I find this very plausible. However, the website also has a placeholder date saying the full game is expected to be available in 391 days on 12/31/2018. That's obviously a clear placeholder saying that it'll be out before the end of the year in 2018. But at the top of the page, that March 22 release date, I think, is very plausible. I suspect we will know more at PlayStation Experience, which I will be attending and will be giving you lots of updates throughout my experience there here on Newest, Latest, Best. So stay tuned for more. Some weirdness around this new Five Nights at Freddy's game, or potentially a Five Nights at Freddy's game. If you know the Five Nights at Freddy's franchise, it's actually been pretty popular. It spawned five games, two spinoffs, two novels, all built around scaring the pants off of you as you peer in at people using a variety of methods. This new game called Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria Simulator starts off, at least, as a sort of crude 2D pizzeria running game where you, you run a pizzeria through some really bare-bone menus. And yet, it's getting some interesting reviews, and a lot of people are speculating that this is actually Five Nights at Freddy's 6. Now, if you remember, Five Nights at Freddy's 6 was in development but was actually canceled in a high-profile way before it was ever officially even announced. So was that this game? Is that that game? What's happening here? A very strange thing. This looks like one of those games concealed inside another game. I haven't had a chance to play Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria Simulator, but it's certainly something that might be interesting to check out. I suspect things get weird in it pretty fast, because maybe you start out as a pizza simulator and then start scaring you. Horror, not exactly my favorite genre of video game, but this might be worth checking out. I always love these crazy things, as evidenced by my review this week of Doki Doki Literature Club. Maybe Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria Simulator is along the same lines. One of my favorite games from 2016, indeed it was in my top five games of the year on DLC when we made those lists at the end of the year, and I think a very underrated game still to this day, The Division, Ubisoft's sort of tactical, post-apocalyptic, Chicago squad, persistent online game. I loved The Division. I played so much of that game. Yes, the end game was a bit broken at launch. that didn't diminish the 60 plus hours of fun I had getting to the end game and messing around with my friends. I really dug that game. Well, the Division is getting a huge update today, the 1.8 update, which they're touting as their largest free update since its launch. This is massive, and it's being celebrated with a free weekend. So the game is absolutely free this weekend, starting tomorrow, December 6th, through December 10th. You can check out the game and see how it feels these days. It is titled The Resistance, so the Division, The Resistance. And there's a whole new area, the West Side Pier. And this is a giant new section of the map to play on, has a new base of operations called Camp Clinton, as well as several new activities to take part in. There's a resistance mode that is basically a horde mode. So you and your team take on waves of enemies, build defense, and hold out as long as you can through harder and harder waves of enemies. There's a skirmish mode that's being added as well, which is basically 4-on-4 team deathmatch. New weapons, and a complete revamp to the Dark Zone. This is going to be called Dark Zone 2.0. And if you recall, the Dark Zone is the big endgame piece of the Division that you go into, and it's all PvP, and you have to extract your weapons because they're tainted with Dark Zone, I don't know, taint on them. And it was a lot of fun. Cool risk-reward, but kind of broken, kind of out of whack. People found out ways to game the system and do kind of various things and just be a general pest and nuisance to their fellow gamers, because you could get yourself all ready, take all of the buffs that you could muster and get yourself all amped up and ready to take on other people, and then just blast another player and engage them in PvP without them being ready. New Dark Zone engagement rules means that when you go rogue and become a target to other gamers, you have to flip a toggle and alert them, in which time they get a little bit of warning so that they can either scatter and get cover or buff themselves up and get ready. So it's not so aggravating to just get taken out of the blue and have all your stuff stolen. Like I said, I was a huge fan of this game. I played the crap out of it. And I'd love to revisit it. I'm very excited to check out these new updates. I'll reinstall the Division and give it a shot. Gorgeous game, lots of fun, cool mechanics, I thought. Fun sense of team play. Neat feeling of location and tension inside that location. I think that game's underrated. I don't think it's in the conversation enough as great games in 2016. And I hope this revitalizes it and makes the endgame a little less aggravating for people. The Division, The Resistance 1.8 update out today. Speaking of updates to existing games that have been out a while, that have been long promised and are coming soon, Capcom has unveiled some new details about the arcade edition that is coming to Street Fighter V. This is due on January 16th. They revealed it back in October, but now we've got some hard details about how this arcade mode is going to work. So in Street Fighter V's upcoming arcade mode, you'll be able to choose between five different paths, which will dictate the fights that you take part in. This is kind of a single-player campaign mode, the arcade mode that you know from the old arcade cabinets. There are paths for Street Fighter 1 through 5, as well as one for Street Fighter Alpha. Depending on which path you choose, you get to fight characters that appeared in those games. So each character can also go down their own path if they've appeared in that game, meaning that Street Fighter V is the only path open to every single character. But you also get unique endings for each character on each path, meaning that the game has over 200 different potential endings to see. So that's pretty insane. One wonders how interesting all of those endings are. If they have 200 of them, how different they can possibly be. But it's cool that there's finally going to be a bunch of great single-player content for Street Fighter V. Arcade mode will also feature the return of bonus rounds to Street Fighter. Like the old days, you can smash barrels that drop from the top of the screen. Just like in the old Street Fighter 2 days. Street Fighter 5 Arcade Mode coming January 16th.